Tower of Power, boys from the Bay. Telling you they can play sure enough. All right. Helping our families. Let's care. Let's care. Let's care. Let's care because it is right to care for the poor, the middle class, the wealthy. Yes. Care for the wealthy too. Wealthy human beings are human beings. Let's care for the members of every social class. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm aware of the fact that the wealthy don't need help when it comes to finances, not the way the poor and the middle class do. I get that. But I'm still saying we should care about people regardless of social class. We care about the person. I'm not talking about now where, you know, the value that we place on the amount of assistance, financial assistance that they get. When I talk about caring about the people, I mean just generally the fact that they are humans. Let's care about all people. Now, that said, we definitely need more assistance, more support for the poor. And again, I keep adding this, the middle class too, because the middle class is taking a beating. The poor and the middle class are taking a beating, a financial beating. Unfortunately, it's not like it was in the days of Bill Clinton when we had policies being passed that were designed to help the poor, the middle class, and the wealthy. President Obama tried to get policies like that passed, but as we know, he had a lot of opposition, a lot of opposition, and so he couldn't get a lot of the good done that he wanted to. And of course, much of the good that he did have done, like the Affordable Care Act, which has been proven to have been helping states economically, not only helping individuals and families receive the health care coverage that they need and therefore have the receive the health care that they need, but also helping hospitals financially, helping states economically. And the same politicians who were working so hard to prevent America from receiving the Affordable Care Act are working just as hard now to eliminate it. Think about the questions that I asked yesterday. All right, that said, Senators Sherrod Brown, Michael Bennett, Richard Durbin, and Ron Wyden recently introduced legislation that would substantially expand the Earned Income Tax Credit, the EITC, Earned Income Tax Credit, EITC, and the Child Tax Credit, the CTC, the Child Tax Credit. Both of these would be substantially expanded. Based on an analysis of census data, the proposal, which is known as the Working Families Tax Relief Act, would improve the economic well-being of 46 million low-income and moderate income households with approximately 114 million people. Does that sound like that's something that would be good for the economy to you or not? 114 million people having their economic well-being improved. A significant body of research indicates that the EITC and the CTC increase employment, reduce poverty, and improve children's life prospects. Not just their longevity, not just how long they live, but how well they live while they're living, their life prospects. A significant body of research is indicating that both of these programs, the Earned Income Tax Credit and the Child Tax Credit, increase employment. And think about all the discussion that we hear from people who say they just need to get a job. This increases employment, reduces poverty, and improves children's life prospects. The proposals EITC and CTC expansions, combined with overdue legislation to raise the minimum wage, provide paid family and medical leave, and other such policies, would help address the long-term wage stagnation that has affected households from all racial and ethnic backgrounds that earn low or modest wages. And remember, I've shared this with you before. I'm going to share it again. When circumstances are what they are, we need to realize the circumstances do not create themselves. People create the circumstances that impact our lives, whether for good or for bad. And so when they talk about stagnant wages, they're talking about the fact that the wages have not been raised, or at least not adequately. And we need to remember, wages do not determine whether they will be raised or not. People determine whether or not wages will be raised. People determine whether wages will be held down. Whether wages will be raised 9% or 2% or 14%. People make those decisions about the wages. And as we know, we have some politicians who look at wages and they decide, well, you know what? We definitely need to raise the wages to help the poor and the middle class. Then we have politicians who say, well, listen, we need to keep the wages for the poor where they are, because if you raise wages for the poor, then it's going to be harder for them to get jobs because people are not going to want to hire. And that same group who says you need to keep the wages down for the poor, and they write the laws to keep the wages down for the poor, also write the laws to make sure that the wealthy receive significant increases in income. Significant income increases that I guarantee you far outweighs, far outstrips, far surpasses the amount of money that it would take to raise minimum wage pay to a living wage level. I mean, you think about it. The top 20% of Americans have more money than the remaining 80%. So it's not that we can't help the poor and the middle class by raising the wages more, by providing a livable income. It's not that we can't do it. We can do it. As I said before, that's been proven. One of the time periods when that was proven was during the time when, again, Bill Clinton was president, and he didn't meet with the kind of opposition that President Obama met with. So both of those men had great plans for helping the poor and the middle class while also strengthening the wealthy. Both of them had great plans to do all of that. Bill Clinton got support from both parties, whereas President Obama only got support from one party and nothing but staunch and constant opposition from the other party. And so as a result, he wasn't able to do as much for the country as he wanted to. Well, we have some politicians now who are saying, listen, we need to get back to the business of helping the poor, those with low income, and helping those with moderate income. The legislation that they're proposing would expand by roughly 25% the earned income tax credit for families with children. It also would substantially strengthen the very small earned income tax credit for workers who are not raising children in their homes. The sole group that the federal tax code now taxes into or deeper into poverty. The new tax laws that the majority party gave the country actually helps to drive people who are poor deeper into poverty, particularly those workers who have low incomes and are not raising children in their homes. The new tax law that the Republicans had signed into law recently drives those people deeper into poverty. The new bill would reverse that. And the expansions would by themselves benefit an estimated 35 million households that have 75 million people. The bill would also make the CTC fully refundable, so that children in lower income households, including those with little or no income, could benefit fully from it. Today, the child tax credit provides little or no help to millions of children and families with low incomes, the people who need it most. That's what I was saying earlier. Our politicians know how to write the laws to get whatever results they want. And we need to remember that. These politicians know how things work. And that's why they are so adept at writing the laws in whatever way they see fit, in whatever way that will get the results that they want. Remember, Lee Atwater said during the Reagan years, how to approach politics. And the goal was to approach politics in such a way that white people would be hurt a little bit in order to make sure that the black race was hurt a lot. He said, listen, these policies do mean that some white people are going to be hurt, but the black race is going to be hurt much more. And that was the goal. That was the desire. So that was the push. And it still is today. There's nothing different about it. Yes, a lot of white people are being hurt by some of these terrible policies. But the people who write those damaging policies know that black people will be hurt much more. And so they have decided it's worth all the pain it will cause some white people if we can cause much more pain for the black race. So here we go. The CTC, because of the way it was written over the last few years, providing little or no help to the people who need help the most. This new proposal would reverse that. It would also create a larger, fully refundable young child tax credit, a YCTC, for children under age 6. Research shows this is a period of high importance and vulnerability in children's lives, during which more adequate family income can improve poor children's life opportunities. The Young Child Tax Credit would boost the CTC to $3,000 per child under age 6 from the CTC's current $2,000 per child. The bill CTC changes would benefit an estimated 43 million children, lifting more than 10 million of them above the poverty line, or at least closer to it. Now, here's a question I'm going to ask you. Do we truly love our children? I know a lot of people say that, and it's just lip service. That's all it is, just lip service. They don't truly love America's children. No, not really. No, some people love some of America's children. Some of us care about all of America's children, regardless of ethnicity or social class. For those of us who truly care about all of America's children, and therefore we truly care, we truly love America. We truly love America. Some people, a lot of people who say they love America only love segments of America. And so if they were to be honest about their love, they would say, well, I love segments of America. Many of us can honestly say we love America because we love America, every social class. We love America, every ethnicity. We love America, both genders. We love America, all age groups. We truly love America. And as a result, as because of that love that we have for America, we really do want to see all Americans do well. And so when we hear that we have some politicians who are proposing some bills that can truly bring more of our children out of poverty, or at least closer to the poverty line, we get excited. The bill's impact on deep poverty among children, that is on children who live below half of the poverty line, would be dramatic. It would lift 1.3 million children out of deep poverty, reducing the deep child poverty rate by 37%. In fact, a National Academy of Sciences committee that Congress charged with recommending ways to reduce child poverty recently made a similar policy a centerpiece of its package of anti-poverty proposals. What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? I know there'll be an uphill battle because we're going to continue to have people fighting against measures such as this, fighting against the notion of truly helping the poor and those with moderate income, even the middle class. And I want to say to you again, remember, there were so many people who assumed that they would always be well enough off financially that there was no need for them to care about people who were struggling financially. And then when that Great Recession was foisted upon us, we had too many middle-class families finding themselves poverty-stricken. Things can change. Stay with me. Back in a few.